The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Friday, April 2nd, 2010, and presidential release number 383. It is good to reflect that Easter happens in 2 days. This is a great time of year, so have a great Easter season, and one of these times we're going to get together for our national convention. I'm looking forward to it. Since the last presidential release, Melody Lindsay of Virginia and Mark Roan, also of Virginia, were married on Saturday, March 27th, 2010. Congratulations to Melody and to Mark. Both people have been long time in the movement and have worked hard in it and have led parts of it and have given a lot to the organization. It is great to have Melody and Mark now married to one another. I am sorry to have to tell you of the death of Freddie Flowers. Many of you will have met him because for some years he did some cooking, especially in the morning, in the presidential suite. We don't do that now, but during much of the time that Freddie was part of the organization, he was president of our chapter here in Baltimore, and he did other things, but he also did a lot of cooking for people at the National Convention. I'm sorry to have to tell you of his death. Reservations for the convention have to be made at the Hilton Anatole Hotel in Dallas, Texas. The convention runs from the 3rd through the 8th of July, and you ought to be there on the 2nd so you can get in on all the action. The convention hotel telephone number is 214-748-1200. You can call the Hilton Anatole Hotel in Dallas and make your reservations for the convention. You must also, of course, register for the convention, and that's with the National Federation of the Blind. You can do this by getting a hold of www.nfb.org/registration. And when you get a hold of the registration area, then you get your banquet ticket, you get your barbecue ticket, and you register. The registration before the end of May is $15, and your banquet ticket and your barbecue ticket would each be $40. If you wait until convention, the registration will be $20 and the banquet ticket will be $45 and the barbecue ticket will be $45. It's better to go to www.nfb.org/registration and register for the convention now. I have an announcement here from Trish Tatum, which says, "This is a reminder to submit your entries for the Onkyo Braille Literacy Essay Contest. The National Federation of the Blind is administering this contest on behalf of the North America Caribbean region of the World Blind Union. The contest was created to promote Braille literacy and to encourage the exchange of social and cultural ideas. Essays must be written in Braille and submitted in Braille and must pertain either to the way an individual gains knowledge or independence through Braille or to world peace from the perspective of a disabled person. The contest has two categories, one for people 25 years old and younger and the other for people who are over 25. 7 cash prizes will be awarded. The contest ends April 30th, so you see you have 28 days to go, and all entries must be received by that date. This is received by April 30th. For more information about the Onkyo Braille Literacy Essay Contest or to obtain the application package, get a hold of Trisha Tatum at 410-659-9314, extension 2510, or you can email her at ttatam@nfb.org. Here is an announcement from Karen Zacnini, the Kane Event. Don't miss out on the fun. Purchase your tickets for the 2010 Kane event as we celebrate 70 years of changing what it means to be blind. The Kane event will be held Saturday, May 1st, from 6:30 until 11 p.m. at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute and will feature gaming tables, food, drinks, music, a live and a silent auction, and a $1,000 raffle. Join us in commemorating the past as we look toward a future full of opportunity. Purchase your tickets today at www.thekaneevent.org or by calling 410-659-9314 extension 2312. Proceeds benefit the Imagination Fund. The National Convention is coming. If your affiliate or division would like to have a table in the exhibit hall, you can apply for space online at the National Convention webpage. Click the 2010 Exhibitor Opportunities link. If you apply online, be sure that you receive your confirmation email stating that your application was submitted successfully. If you do not receive that email, please call Karen Zaknini at 410-659-9314 extension 2297, or you can call Becca Cordell at the same number, extension 2312, to confirm the receipt of your information. We can also send you an exhibitor application by email or by regular mail if that is your preference. The deadline for applications is May 28, so be sure to get your information in to ensure your space. In addition, if you know any businesses or organizations that would like to have exhibit space at the convention, please pass on the information or call Karen Zaknini with contact information. If you have questions or problems, email Karen at kzakhnini@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314 extension 2297. See you in Dallas. Activities have proceeded here at the National Center. We have been working diligently on getting our bills passed through the Congress, and there's some motion there. We have had a state president's seminar. We had, 25 or 28 states represented at the state president's seminar. And we had a very good group of people who are planning to work on building our affiliates throughout the United States. We've also had a meeting of the board of directors of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children that was called here by our new president in the NOPBC, and she and the board apparently were making enormous plans for this summer's convention. It looks like a very estimable group in our National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. In Michigan, Christine Boone has directed a Center for the Blind there. She was dismissed from the service. There's a lot of argument about why that happened, and there's a lot of argument about why people say it happened. There was a Commission for the Blind board meeting the other day, and we had some representatives there, and I am told that it was heated enough that armed guards were summoned to the meeting. I don't know why you have to have armed guards in Commission for the Blind meetings, but in any case, Christine Boone is fighting hard to see that blind people get the right kind of services, and we are fighting to ensure that there isn't action taken against the National Federation of the Blind, which is one of the arguments that's being made. So we will see how this all comes out. I'll keep you informed about how things are happening in the state of Michigan. In the meantime, we've had a bunch of state conventions, and they've been good conventions. We have one new state president. Kim Williams has become our president in Tennessee, so congratulations to Kim. And I wanted to mention this last weekend, we had a leadership seminar here. This was the Deprived Seminar, and it was one of the finest seminars we have had. I think that the people in the Deprived Seminar, 26 of them, will make a substantial and a dramatic difference in the work of the National Federation of the Blind in the months and the years ahead. It was good to have the Deprived Seminar here. Last fall, we had a group of people who came here, young guys from our Virginia affiliate. And as they came, they brought us a joyous song to sing about the success that people can expect in rehabilitation, which, as you know, is often hard to tell until you've been through it, and sometimes you get more and sometimes you don't get quite so much. There's always a way to say that it would be nice if it would work better. Anyway, they sang a song. I'm getting close to the end of this presidential release, and Corb O'Connor, who was one of the teachers and the leaders of this youth blowout activity, as we call it in Virginia, has urged that we put this song on the end of the presidential release. However, before we get quite to the end, Charles Beeble, who's a member here in our Baltimore chapter, says, "Why do birds sing? Because they can't play an instrument." And then here we get to the song of the students in the youth blowout from the great state of Virginia.
When I wrote my rehab plan, my counselor promised me the hottest screen access program of the 21st century. I waited for 6 months and gave my counselor a call. He said, "Our budget's frozen, you must wait until next fall." It went zip when it moved and pop when it stopped and whir when it stood still. I've never done a thing with it, and I guess I never will. When my equipment finally came, my counselor explained that I couldn't get my hands on it till I'd been thoroughly trained. I said, "Let's start tomorrow," but my counselor told me, "We have a 6-month waiting list at our facility." It went zip when it moved and pop when it stopped and whir when it stood still. I've never done a thing with it, and I guess I never will. I said I'd get trained on my own, but rehab made a fuss. They said you won't get funding unless it's done by us. Now my training's finally done and I've come home to wait. If I ever get a job, my skills will be out of date. It went zip when it moved and pop when it stopped and whir when it stood still. I've never done a thing with it, and I guess I never will. Today I had an interview, but I didn't get to go. I called for paratransit, but my vehicle didn't show. The finest new technology won't help us, it's quite plain. Without good blindness training and a $30 cane, it went zip when it moved and pop when it stopped and whir when it stood still. I've never done a thing with it, and I guess I never will. I've never done a thing in life, and I guess I never will.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.